Welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. Guys, I want to thank you for letting me be myself. I want to thank you. Alright, so that's a little bit of... what's his name? Vanilla Ice, I think. Anyways, welcome to the new year, brand new year, season 2 of Hacks and Hobbies. I didn't really get any feedback on my last question, but I plan to call it season two, episode one. Starting with 2019, a brand new year. Actually, what's funny is that every single day we get a brand new day, right? Sure, the year is the same, but every single friggin' day is a brand new day. Every second, every minute that we experience, we are living in a brand new moment, brand new minute. So, I know year is a huge milestone. Even months are huge milestones. You know, you say, oh, next month I'm going to do this, this, and that. So, I want you to, you know, appreciate and I want you to be grateful for making it to 2019. Because we know a lot of people that didn't make it to 2019. You know, their season ended last year, and we get to continue on and carry on and live our dreams and make our dreams a reality. We are here in 2019. I've got tons of goals. I'm sure you have a lot of goals and a lot of things lined up for this year. I got done with my chapter last year, and the book will be, I've got to talk to the editor and the publisher, but the book will be coming out later this month, January 2019. Man, feels so crazy, feels so different. Yes, I love it. I do need to expand my vocabulary, and Grammarly does a great job in expanding vocabulary, when especially because when you write a lot and you're using Grammarly will suggest words. If you're repeating the same word over and over, it'll suggest, hey, how about you change this word to something that sounds more powerful and go with that. So really excited to be using Grammarly for doing my writing, and check out their plugin on Google Chrome. They also have a plugin for Safari, I believe, as well as a Mac app, and it does wonders for your writing. It'll even tell you if you're using the wrong spelling. Actually, spelling is pretty normal. Every browser kind of has a built-in spelling check. So anyways, Grammarly.com. Check it out when you get a chance. In other news, I am super excited. I got to finish the chapter for The Magnetic Entrepreneur. I got a bunch of feedback. I got a bunch of people helping me shape this chapter up from my starting point of 17,000 words coming down to 7,000 words, and now and then down to 7,000 words. I think I already said that. And from 7,000 words to 2,800 words. I believe the chapter ended with 2,855 words, with another 285 words, or sorry, yeah, 285 words of bio. And I might need to redo the bio, but I think it's at a place where it just informs folks on a little bit of my background history, and And it's good to have this kind of documentation in place, so then you can always refer to it. Like, oh, I was in that book and it has my bio and my history, and now I can move forward and talk about what's happening in the future. So the next chapter that I'll be writing will be all about mobile video production. And mobile video production is a very powerful way, and you probably heard me talk about it a lot and give you even tips through this podcast in last season. So this season I'll be focusing more and getting more data in for you. So yeah, I mean, if you have any questions, please feel free to send it in, and we'll be happy to address those questions and answer them and get them back over to you. Now today, a January 2nd, 2019, I have two amazing things happening. Well, friends of mine's connections. Errol Erdman is launching, has a webinar coming up today at 7 p.m. And it's all about This Is Marketing, an outline to the book by Seth Godin. Now I finished reading the book, and I'm going back over it to get a better understanding, a deeper understanding of what Seth Godin is talking about. And anytime you read anything multiple times, you capture data that you might have missed, sometime before, or the first time you read it, or the second time you read it. So continuously reading a book over and over, over a period of time, is always helpful and so yeah, one specific book that I've heard other people read on a yearly basis is Crush It, and now Crushing It, because this book lays down the blueprint on what you should be doing with your marketing dollars, what you should be doing with your time, what you should be doing with your content, and creating this content for people to consume, for people to gain value from. So that's something that you want to look into. Crush It and Crushing It, amazing two books to keep in your belt of knowledge to read through on a daily basis, or a weekly, or a monthly, it's up to you. As long as you use that information, and yeah, it's great. Anyhow, check out Hacks and Hobbies on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the website. So happy that you guys made it here in 2019. Got big things coming. Thanks for listening. Have a happy new year and a wonderful, amazing month, year, and day. Wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. It's kind of cloudy today, but that's okay. Our hearts are not cloudy. They're full of sunshine and emotion, full of power and emotions and awesome stuff. All right, guys, take care. Bye-bye.